In 2022, Ice Spice broke into the mainstream with her summer hit Munch. She had the whole world singing her song, which put her in the spotlight. At first, everyone thought she was just gonna be another one-hit wonder, but she proved them all wrong. She dropped several hit songs and collaborated with the biggest artists in the industry. Ice Spice was clearly taking over the female rap space, and with co-signs from Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift, it only made it more apparent. By 2024, Ice Spice was one of the biggest female rappers out, selling out shows and was seen everywhere. But all of a sudden, things began to change for Ice Spice. A change that has been happening right in front of her fans. Her image began to get darker, and she started to get called out for acting satanic. Now people are wondering what is happening to Ice Spice, as she went from looking like this to this overnight. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Ice Spice's dark transformation. Let's get right into it. A year or so ago, I made two videos about Ice Spice. In my first video about her, I covered her instant rise to fame and exposed how she was clearly an industry plant. In my second video, I spoke about her going through the music industry's dark transformation, a transformation that we are seeing happening in real time. Ice Spice is being reborn. She has taken the music industry oath and is now almost unrecognizable. If you follow many of these artists in the music industry, you would notice this is something that always happens to artists as they get bigger and bigger, especially when they're industry plants. Ice Spice is the clearest example of an industry plant in the music industry. Her fame and success were completely created from scratch by the record labels. Like I broke down in my first video, Ice Spice was discovered while she was attending college. Her boyfriend, producer Riot USA, discovered her as he attended the same school and decided she would be the perfect person to turn into a rap star. Riot USA was connected in the industry through his father, who was a longtime New York DJ by the name of DJ Enough. DJ Enough was well connected in the music business, working on Hot 97 for many years. Riot USA used his father's connections to help Ice Spice get her foot through the door. Before she even blew up, she already had signed a deal with 10K Projects, a record label owned by Elliot Grange. Elliot just so happened to be the son of the most powerful man in the music industry, Lucian Grange. If you ever wondered who the elite in the music industry are calling the shots, he is one of them. He runs UMG, and UMG owns most of the big record labels. So right off the jump, Ice Spice went from a college student to an upcoming rap star signed to the son of the man who runs the entire music business. This doesn't just happen by coincidence. Reaching success that high and that quickly comes with a price. A price Ice Spice is paying right in front of the world. All of Ice Spice's success was given to her by the labels. Even her breakthrough collaborations with Nicki and Taylor were directly tied to the label. See, Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift are both signed to Republic Records. Republic is a label owned by UMG, the same label that is owned by her boss's father. None of this was organic, it was all set up to make Ice Spice a star. But as we now see, Ice Spice had to pay a price for all of this. If you have been seeing Ice Spice online lately, you might have noticed something off about her. Ice Spice has lost so much weight that she is almost unrecognizable. Fans have been wondering why and how she got so skinny overnight. This led to people online spreading rumors claiming that she was joining the long list of celebrities who were on the Ozempic treatment, something that Ice Spice has since denied. While to the average person, this is just about Ice Spice losing weight, in reality, this is much deeper than just weight loss, as this was all a part of the price Ice Spice paid for her success. See, before Ice Spice popped up looking like she was disappearing, she started to get called out for using satanic imagery. This all started when Ice Spice was featured on Taylor Swift's song Karma. Ice Spice was featured in the music video, which was full of satanic occult imagery. In this video, Taylor Swift plays the devil, and they show her in hell surrounded by demons. They also show Ice Spice and Taylor Swift walking up a pyramid before they're shown holding Saturn and the moon. If you know anything about the occult, you know that Saturn and the moon are both important occult symbols. The planet Saturn is worshipped by occultists and is seen as a god. The Saturn lore goes deep in this music video, as the hourglass is also shown in the video, which is another representation of Saturn. See, the Romans equated Kronos with Saturn, and they used to call him Father Time. They often depicted Saturn holding an hourglass because he was seen as a devourer of time. If you guys want, I can definitely make a full video on Saturn worship and why they do it. If you want to see that, comment Saturn below. The entire music video was an occult ritual, and Ice Spice was being initiated into the secret code of the music industry. When I first covered this video, I stated how this was all going to be the start of the new Ice Spice. While Taylor Swift working with Ice Spice was a major move for her career, it didn't come for free. They wanted Ice Spice to take the oath before they gave her this level up, something that Ice Spice gladly did. From here, Ice Spice started to show the signs that she was in the club. She was called out by her own fans when she showed up at the Super Bowl alongside Taylor Swift. Fans noticed that she was wearing an inverted cross chain that was gifted to her by open Satanist Playboy Cardi. She also was caught throwing up the devil horn hand gesture when she was briefly shown on the Jumbotron. On top of this, people called her out for wearing Balenciaga, a brand that was exposed for their strange satanic ads that featured children. After this, the open satanic imagery only continued, as sometime later she was again called out. This time, it was for throwing up the devil horn hand gesture after she was invited to pray with a streamer. Ice Spice was seen throwing up the devil horn hand gesture right when everyone started praying.
We're just saying this prayer so the Lord can protect us as we go through the rest of the night and the rest of our careers. Right. You understand? So everybody hold hands. Hold hands, hold hands. Lord, thank you so much for bringing this amazing group together right now with this amazing stream and our amazing teams. Lord, we are all from the same place and we are all trying to get to the same place, which is the top. And we all want to experience different things in our lives, Chad. So thank you so much for bringing all of us together. And I pray that you allow us to grow on other people, on each other. And I pray that you allow us to reach any measures in his life. And you just watch over us daily. You bless us. You allow us to bless other people with our work and our amazing craft. And you help us enjoy this night. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
As you saw for yourself, Ice Spice wanted to make it clear she wasn't praying to God. Not long after this, her own friend came out and called her out, claiming she sold her soul.
Saying because people fail to realize that she skipped a very important part in her career, which was the grind. She barely had to do that. And that's okay. Some people are lucky. And we're going to call it luck. We're not going to call it her being blessed because I don't think the Lord will bless somebody like her. Her soul is, it doesn't belong to the person above. She is very dark and very soulless. And I've never been around this girl for more than 10 hours. Anytime I hung out with her, it was something very small, a small gathering, a small event. It was video shoots, you know what I'm saying? It never was chilling in the crib, face not done, chilling. You get what I'm saying? Like on some real friendship. That's why I kind of got annoyed when a lot of people thought he was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, oh, but it was like, we were still cool. Like that was still my girl, bro. So it was just her energy. I got to witness this very firsthand. I was around her every day. 24/7. I mean, not all the time, because she would go straight to the back into that room. And when I would see her, like at the venue and whatever, because after the Philly situation, I barely saw her. She was dark. She just, oh my God, like it's even scary to talk about. Like, bro, that girl, she needs to be saved. Like, I don't know if she was always like that, if it's Hollywood.
Her friend Cleo Trappa made it clear that Ice Spice had sold her soul for fame and fortune. After this happened, Ice Spice went through this total transformation, appearing to have lost several pounds overnight. People were left with so many questions on why Ice Spice had lost so much weight and why she looked the way she did. I'm here to tell you it's all connected and it's all about her transformation for the industry. See, when Ice Spice did that video with Taylor Swift, she was initiated into the industry cult. She began her transformation since then. They slowly had her use satanic imagery to show her alliance. This was the start of the transformation of her public image, but now she has gone through the physical transformation. The new Saturn worshipping Ice Spice had to be reborn. This is the same thing that happened to many artists who take the oath. Doja Cat had the same transformation. She was an industry plant just like Ice Spice, who the industry slowly transformed. When Doja Cat first came onto the scene, it was due to her meme song Moo. She pretended to be a cow for the entire music video, and it went viral. When Doja Cat eventually got accepted by the music industry, she had to pay the same price as Ice Spice. Doja Cat's initiation ritual was during her music video with The Weeknd called You Right. The video was full of occult imagery, displaying the Masonic checkerboard floor and blatant pagan god worship. Just like Ice Spice, this is the moment everything changed for Doja. She started showing the occult satanic imagery every chance she got. Just like Ice Spice was shown holding Saturn before her transformation, so was Doja Cat. In this photo, Doja Cat is seen holding the planet Saturn while taking pictures at the Billboard Awards. From here, her transformation proceeded rapidly, as months later she hosted a Freemasonic-themed birthday party. All the guests dressed up in cloaks, and she pretended to be the sacrificial victim from the occult movie Eyes Wide Shut. During this birthday party, Doja Cat had a Masonic birthday cake, as on the cake itself, they placed a Freemason square and compasses symbol and also the all-seeing eye. This was all indicating her dark transformation that was only going to get worse in 2023. In 2023, we saw the full satanic rebirth of Doja Cat. Not only did she lose a ton of weight, just like we're seeing from Ice Spice, but she fully embraced the demonic imagery, taking on an alter ego that she called Scarlet, which is actually the name of the goddess worshipped by occultists, a part of Thelema, the occult religion made by Aleister Crowley. Doja Cat would also release several full-on satanic music videos where she showed herself as the devil. In her music video Demons, she was dressed as a demon, while in another video, she presented herself as Scarlet covered in blood. Doja Cat had completely gone through the Saturn transformation. Let me explain what I mean by this. See, occultists believe that Saturn is connected to their rebirth. Occultists believe in something called Saturn's return. They call it a major astrological event that occurs when Saturn returns to the same position in the sky that it was the day that they were born. This tends to happen around the age of 27. In the occult world, when a person reaches that 27th birthday, they go through this Saturn return ritual, which represents their rebirth. This birthday party that Doja Cat hosted, full of satanic imagery, was, you guessed it, her 27th birthday. What we saw from Doja Cat was her Saturn return rebirth ritual. Ariana Grande actually talks about this in this interview she did where she admitted she was a witch.
The role of astrology in your life has meaning, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, even tarot cards. When I went to the studio, you gave me a reading. You've been doing readings on set.
Yeah.
What do you look to astrology for? Is it understanding of what you're going through? Is it an understanding of what will be?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a tool to help us hear what we need to hear sometimes and kind of look forward with hope and awareness and also reads us for filth sometimes. Sometimes we need to hear it. Just looking to something bigger than us to kind of help us make sense of it. Does that make sense?
Totally. By the way, if you don't know what it is when you're born, Saturn's in a certain position and it takes 29 and a half years for Saturn to return to that position. And when it returns to that position, you are faced with deep awareness of oneself and a confronting of patterns, correct?
Yes.
And a wake up.
Course correction. One
course
would say.
Correction.
As you heard for yourself, Ariana Grande talks about Saturn's return. Ariana has a whole song about Saturn's return, just like SZA as well. Grande went through this Saturn return ritual, and so did Doja Cat. And if you look at Ariana, she looks nothing like she did when she first got into the music industry. Ice Spice is now in the process of this dark Saturn transformation. And I believe by the time she turns 27, we will see a whole new Ice Spice. Everything we are seeing from Ice Spice, all these other celebrities already did. They all took the oath when they got in the industry, and they all had to participate in the Saturn return ritual. If you're paying attention to Ice Spice, you're watching that transformation happen in real time. This is why she appears the way she looks and has been using all this satanic imagery. The music industry is not at all what it seems. These artists are being consumed by something dark. They're giving themselves to be used by forces that fans just don't understand. People see Ice Spice going through this transformation and they think it's Ozempic, when in reality, it's the oath she took. Ice Spice went from an innocent college girl to a soulless pop diva. She gave her soul for money and fame, and now she's facing the consequences. Her music is being used to guide souls away from God. These celebrities are channeling Saturn, aka Satan, who is the devourer of time. It's the reason all these celebrities are using the same imagery. Listen to the music they put out and pay attention to the messages they're infusing in their music. It's all created to destroy your soul, just like Saturn wants. Wake up, people. Stop idolizing these puppets and find God. While you don't earn heaven through your actions, you could end up in hell because of them. Dedicate yourself to trying to be more like Yeshua, not more like the enemy that they're trying to convince you to follow. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.